听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Well, it's Wednesday, October 7th, which means it's time for some tips for living. This month, we'll be discussing the topic of electrical safety. Electricity is a great tool, and of course, through it, the tasks of daily living are made easier. But if electricity is not handled correctly, it could be deadly. The word electrical is in our title, and its example sentence reads, "This store sells electrical goods like irons and coffee makers." Next is the noun appliance. My mom's favorite appliance is the dishwasher. And finally, the noun cord. Does the TV cord reach across the room, or is it too short? Okay, time to jump into the reading, which begins on page 20.
Electrical safety. Be careful with electricity. Look around your home, and you'll likely find many electrical appliances. While they can make your life easier, they can also be dangerous. If not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires. In a normal year in the United States, electrical appliances are responsible for 67,800 house fires. What can you do to be safe? Here are some tips. Check the cords on your appliances regularly. Replace all the worn or damaged ones immediately.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's Tips for Living article. Today, we're talking about safety, and specifically, we're talking about electrical safety. And electrical is pretty much the same word as electric. Those are just about the same word, the same meaning. And those are adjectives of the word electricity. So whenever we're talking about something electrical or electric, we're talking about electricity.
And you'll notice that your deck says, be careful with electricity. And we want you to do that because electricity is the power that is carried through wires that produces things like light and heat and helps machines run. And if you're not careful, it can be very dangerous, as we'll find out. So let's dive into our text. It says, look around your home and you'll likely find many electrical appliances. Now, Chip, I know that we have a lot of electrical appliances at our house. Could you tell us all what exactly an appliance is?
Okay, well, an appliance, it can be something large or something small that uses electricity to do a task. So a large appliance in your kitchen might be your oven or, for instance, a dishwasher or a microwave. And a small appliance might be, well, actually, my favorite appliance in our kitchen is a small appliance, and it makes my coffee. My coffee maker is a small appliance.
Yes, and as the next sentence says, it says, while they can make your life easier, they can also be dangerous. It's very true. Modern appliances make our lives so much easier. They allow us to do things much more quickly than we would be able to if we didn't have them. But we need to be careful with them because they can be very dangerous. Why can they be dangerous, Chip?
Well, our article says that if not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires. Now, let's take a deeper look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about electricity, which is why I'm standing here in front of all these power lines. Well, anyhow, our grammar tip sentence for today is, if not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires. Did you notice how the first part of the sentence seems to be missing a subject? Actually, this whole sentence is a short way of saying, if they are not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires. So, how do we shorten a sentence like this? First of all, you need a sentence where the subject in the first clause and the subject in the second clause are the same. Secondly, the first clause in the sentence needs to have a be verb. Thirdly, you remove the subject and the be verb from the first clause. So, for example, a sentence like, when Elaine is shopping at the mall, she always visits the stationery store. It can be changed to, when shopping at the mall, Elaine always visits the stationery store. Or, rather than saying, if you get bitten by a snake, get medical help as soon as possible, you can say, if bitten by a snake, get medical help as soon as possible. One more reminder, this way of shortening a sentence is best used in writing. And that's it for today. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So, if not properly maintained or kept up in good working condition, appliances can cause fires. Now, this next sentence is pretty shocking to me. Chip, tell us about the next sentence here. This is a big surprise.
Yeah, it sounds like these cause a lot of fires. And this next sentence says that in a normal year in the United States, electrical appliances are responsible for 67,800 house fires. Now, Chelsea, that is a lot of house fires. That doesn't include fires in businesses or companies.
That is a lot of house fires, and those are just house fires from electrical problems. So as you can see, it is so important to be safe when it comes with electricity. Not only are you protecting your home, but you're also protecting yourself. So what can you do to be safe? Well, we have some good tips for you today. First, check the cords on your appliances regularly. Now, in order to do that, you first need to know what a cord is. So, Chip, tell everybody what a cord is, please.
Okay. Well, most of your appliances will have cords, and those cords are the collection or the group of wires that bring electricity to the appliance. So these cords are usually wire covered in some kind of plastic or rubber to keep the wires safe.
And why do we want to check them? Well, you need to check them because it's important to replace all of the worn or damaged ones immediately. If you notice that maybe the outside covering of your cord has worn off and you can see some of the actual electrical wires showing through and it looks like it's in bad shape, that is a good sign that that is a dangerous cord and you will need to change that immediately.
That's right. Our article says replace, which simply means, yeah, change that cord. Remove the old cord and put a new cord on the appliance. And this is a good tip. This makes a lot of sense. Because if you have an electrical appliance or a cord that looks like it's been used a lot and you might have wires sticking out, that could be dangerous.
And it's a very simple tip, but it's a very important tip. Anybody can do this and it can cause you to be much more safe. So we encourage you to do that. Well, right now we are going to go to the chat room and learn a little bit more there, and then we'll take a break. But when we come back, we'll be giving you some more tips on how to be safe with electricity. So stay with us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Chat Room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hello, everyone. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. So, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, today's lesson tells us to check the cords on appliances regularly. So this means we should check the cords often, right?
That's right. Regularly means to do something at fixed intervals. We brush our teeth regularly every day.
So what would be the opposite of regularly? Seldom?
You could say seldom, but there's also the word irregularly, which has the opposite meaning of the word regularly. Notice the two letters IR at the beginning of the word. This is a prefix that means not.
So when we put the prefix IR in front of the word regularly, then the meaning of the word changes to the opposite?
That's right, Ken. The word irregularly means not regularly. So if you don't check the cords on appliances very often, then you could say that you seldom check them or check them irregularly.
Regularly 就是定期的。 今天的课文提到 check the cords on appliances regularly, 定期的固定的检查家电的电线。 那相反的, 除了可以用 seldom, 很少不常之外, 也可以用 irregularly, 就是在 regularly 前面加上 IR, irregularly 就是不定期的, 没有固定的。 IR这个字首表示不。 Is there any other words we can use?
Yes, infrequently. This is a synonym for irregularly, and it begins with the prefix IN, which also means not.
So infrequently means not frequently?
Yes, that's right, and frequently means often. For example, I might say that I frequently go to the park to run. That means that I often go to the park to run.
So when we see words with prefixes, then we need to first know the meaning of the prefix and then combine that with the meaning of the root word.
That's exactly right, Ken.
另外一个同义词是 infrequently. Infrequently 前面的字首 IN 也表示不, 我们知道 frequently 是时常的, infrequently 就是不常的, 稀少的。
Right now, it's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be back in a moment.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, some of these tips may sound obvious or simple, but it doesn't hurt to be reminded about electrical safety, right? I'm sure all those people who suffered through the 67,000 plus house fires last year wish they had one or two extra reminders. Now, our first tip was to check the cords of your electrical appliances regularly. We've got four more tips to look at, but before we do, let's glance at the key verbal phrase, plug into. Ivan's sister plugged her hairdryer into an outlet beside the mirror. Okay, let's plug ourselves back into the lesson. We'll pick up the reading on line 12 and find out about tip number 2.
Electrical safety. How many things do you have plugged into one outlet? Plugging too many items into one outlet can be dangerous. Be careful not to use one small plug for too many gadgets. Keep electrical appliances away from wet areas. Be especially careful in the bathroom and kitchen. If an appliance falls into the water, do not touch it. Unplug it first. Even if an appliance is turned off, it can shock you. If an appliance has a three-prong plug, use it only in a three-hole outlet. Never cut off the third prong and try to fit it into a two-hole outlet. Electricity is important in the modern world. Use it properly.
Okay, welcome back. So our first tip for electrical safety was simply check the cords on your appliances and make sure they're not worn or damaged. If they are, replace them. And now our second tip for electrical safety is a question. How many things do you have plugged into one outlet? Now, we have a couple words there that we certainly need to explain. First of all, plugged into. What does it mean to plug into something or plug something into a place?
Well, it means to connect or be connected In the manner of an electrical appliance. You actually first need to understand what a plug is. We talked about a cord before the break, and at the end of the cord, which is kind of the long, thin wire, there is a little item that we call a plug, and that is what you plug into the wall, into an outlet, and that is actually our next word, Chip, and
okay.
We need to know what outlet means.
That's too. Right, yeah, the outlet is the small square box that would be on your wall that the plug goes into. So you have a plug, and you plug into, you push the plug into the wall or the outlet.
Now, Chip, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I've also heard people say before to go and plug in something, not necessarily into.
Right.
Can you plug in and you can plug into?
Right. Well, if you use the phrasal verb plug into, you need to plug it into a specific place. So you would plug something into a wall, into an outlet. But if you can just plug in an appliance. So you don't have to follow plug in with a specific place.
And just to clarify, if you hear someone say, plug something into the wall, they're never actually plugging it directly into the wall, but there will always be an outlet there for them to plug into. So the next part of our text says, plugging too many items into one outlet can be dangerous. Now, I have seen this before. I have seen people who have many items plugged into one outlet. And why is this going to be dangerous?
Well, it makes the outlet do too much work. And so that heats up and that can really create a danger of causing a fire. You're using that outlet to do too much work at one time.
So be careful not to use one small plug for too many gadgets. That is a fire hazard.
Well, and here it looks like our article is using the word plug in a slightly different way. If you look down at the bottom of your page, on page 20, the picture that's labeled with the number 4, we're referring to that as a plug. And we might call that a multi-plug, or a plug that you can use to plug several different plugs into the wall. And so what we're talking about there in that last sentence is be careful not to use one single, a multi-plug for too many appliances.
Or that word there that we used is gadgets. And gadget is just kind of another word for appliance. Usually we're talking about a very small, useful appliance if we're referring to a gadget. The next tip says keep electrical appliances away from wet areas. This is a really important one because not only could it cause a fire, but it could cause your body to be harmed in major, major ways.
Right. And there are many wet areas in your house. And specifically, we're probably talking about the bathroom or your kitchen. So be careful when you use electrical appliances in those areas. And if an appliance falls into water, maybe the sink or the bathtub, be careful. Do not touch the appliance, or certainly don't stick your hand into the water. What should you do first,
Chelsea? Well, you should unplug it first. Now, this is another word we need to look at, unplug. If you unplug something, you are disconnecting it from the electrical source. Remember, we talked about a plug goes into an outlet. So if you unplug it, you're taking that plug out.
So, now wait a second here, Chelsea. So, you can plug something in, or you can plug something into the wall. So, can you plug something out?
No, that's not actually how we say it in English. We say unplug.
Okay.
So, make sure you unplug it before you touch the water, or if you don't, you might shock yourself, and that's when electricity goes through your body and it hurts very badly.
Okay, and our last tip says that if an appliance has a 3-prong plug, use it only for a 3-hole outlet. And a prong is one of the things at the end of the plug. You're either going to have 3 prongs or you're going to have 2 prongs. If it has 3, leave that 3rd prong on there and only use it for a 3-hole outlet.
So as you can see, electricity is important for the modern world, so use it properly. Well, right now we're going to go to a skit, but we'll see you right back here next time on Studio Classroom.
Look around your home. What are you likely to find?
Old magazines, boxes, dirty socks.
And electrical appliances.
Oh, that's right. Electrical appliances make life easier.
True. But they can also be dangerous.
Dangerous? Really?
Yes. If not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires.
Fires?
Well, yes. They cause thousands of fires every year.
Oh, no. Well, what can I do to be safe?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Tip number one, check the cords on the appliances often.
Oh, okay. Oh, but what if they're worn or damaged?
Replace them. Number two, check your outlet. How many things do you have plugged in?
Let's see. One, two, three, four, a lot.
No. Don't plug in too many gadgets.
Huh? Oops.
Number three, keep appliances away from water.
Oh, what if an appliance gets wet?
Unplug it. Number four, use three-pronged plugs in three-hole outlets.
Oh, all right. I'll follow those safety tips.
Well, good for you. Remember, electricity is important, but it is dangerous.
Oh, yes, use it carefully. Mm-hmm.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看 electrical 这个形容词。Electrical 是指电的或者是用电的。例如 ,all the electrical equipment needs to be checked again before the concert. 所有的电器设备要在演唱会前再检查一次。或者是 electrical circuit, C-I-R-C-U-I-T, 意思是指电路。和 electrical 相关的另外一个形容词是 electric,E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C, 指的是用电的或者是电动的。例如 ,an electric car, 电动车。接下来我们看到的是 appliance, 这个名词。Appliance 是指用具或者是设备。例如 ,modern appliances like washing machines can make your life much easier. 现代化的设备例如洗衣机可以让你的生活轻松许多。或者是 these kitchen appliances are all imported from Germany. 这些厨房的设备都是从德国进口的。最后我们看的是 plug into, 这个动词片语。plug 是指接通电源。注意它的过去式还有过去分词字尾都要加上 g, 再加上 ed。所以 plug into 是指从某个地方接通电源。例如 ,we need to find a place to plug the TV set into. 我们得找个地方把电视接上电源。如果是 plug in, 也可以指连接。例如 ,all you have to do is plug in the computer and the program will start to run. 你只需要连接上电脑,程式就会开始跑。And all you have to do is to listen to us every day and your English will improve. I'll see you around. Bye-bye.
Electrical safety. Be careful with electricity. Look around your home, and you'll likely find many electrical appliances. While they can make your life easier, they can also be dangerous. If not properly maintained, appliances can cause fires. In a normal year in the United States, electrical appliances are responsible for 67,800 house fires. What can you do to be safe? Here are some tips. Check the cords on your appliances regularly. Replace all the worn or damaged ones immediately. How many things do you have plugged into one outlet? Plugging too many items into one outlet can be dangerous. Be careful not to use one small plug for too many gadgets. Keep electrical appliances away from wet areas. Be especially careful in the bathroom and kitchen. If an appliance falls into the water, do not touch it. Unplug it first. even if an appliance is turned off, it can shock you. If an appliance has a three-prong plug, use it only in a three-hole outlet. Never cut off the third prong and try to fit it into a two-hole outlet. Electricity is important in the modern world. Use it properly.
Some of today's tips about electrical safety seem like basic common sense, while others are maybe not so obvious. We hope today's tips for living help you and your family avoid mistakes and the dangers of using electricity improperly. Speaking of tips, I hope you're taking advantage of our Studio Classroom Magazine Grammar Tips feature. In addition to each lesson's key points and talk about it questions, our grammar tips are designed so you can get the most out of each lesson. We'll meet a very special man who is using his difficult past to help people have better futures next time, and that happens tomorrow in our monthly profile feature. Until then, friends, I hope all of you have an electrifying but safe day. Bye-bye, friends.